Accession number 28626, reel 16.
We're talking about telephone. I was asked by Colonel Jack Stenhouse about run something in support of this telephone. So I thought long and hard, and we decided we would do a sponsored walk from Inverness to the centre of Aberdeen to arrive at the BBC, the ITV, STV headquarters over a 24-hour period. And Isla Sinclair was going to set us off in Inverness, which she did, and we were going to march in company groups as fast as we could, with pipers leading each group. It's a march run from Inverness along the A96 through Nairn, Forres, Elgin, Fochabers, Keith, Huntway, Inverurie, and into the city. And we're doing this as fast as we could, raising funds as we go. And that's what we did. I put together an operations order with what we're going to do and what the admin support is required, what transport is required, who's going to go into the pubs and shake the bucket, who's going to do this and that. And we went ahead and did that. And it was quite interesting. They were really doing very well. They were absolutely spot on time, because we've been told we want you to arrive in Aberdeen at, let's just say, 5 o'clock the next night, having left at 5 o'clock the previous night, photographed, leaving, and on the news and stuff. Well, blow me, at about 3 o'clock, somebody said to us, oh, they need you in Aberdeen in the next hour. Jesus, Murphy, these guys have just walked 100 miles, and they're now expecting them to walk the last 4 miles in an hour. That really is a tall order. Anyhow, the boys did it. They ran.
And what is the actual distance?
It's 100 miles. That was the point. It was 100 miles in 24 hours in military clothing, boots, desert combats, DPM stuff. So they did all that. And sure enough, at the far end, there's Isla Sinclair. And I had a check to present. I got one of these big checks done. And we'd actually raised, from the buckets and from what we'd done in that 24 hours, 3,000 quid. So that money was then presented to Isla Sinclair, who handed it across to STV. And there was a snapshot of us doing that. And she asked a few questions of the lads who'd done it, and how your feet, I'm not going to. They all did very well. It ended up not being a competition between the companies. It ended up being really just we put them all together and made sure we had a big enough presence at the far end, because some guys obviously did drop out. They had practiced. They had done. They had put white spirits in their feet to harden them up. They were fit guys. But actually, it's a long way on that unforgiving road. And we had food stops set up and drink stops and this and that. But it all worked very well, and we got some good publicity from it. And that was all taking place as well in 1988, which is a busy year.
Okay, and was it a busy road at that time as well?
Yeah, it was, yeah. By today's standards, no, but it was a dangerous road. It wasn't as well maintained as it is today, but there were fewer vehicles on it, because today you can drive from here to Fochabers, and you can be nose to tail, literally. But then there were gaps in the middle of the night, it was alright, but not so bad, not too good during the day.
I know, you forget that it's 20 years ago, didn't you? So you can imagine the increase in traffic. And
quite. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like yesterday, actually. You can just remember it still. And I have a whole heap of pictures of it somewhere. Uh-huh. Well, I had.
Because there had been a similar thing done years before, when they'd walked from Fort George to Aberdeen, I think.
Yeah.
Was it the reopening of the Gordon Barracks?
That's right, yeah, that's absolutely right. And that's why the idea was fleshed, because it's something that had been done before. And so we thought, we'll do it again. But now we've been told to do it within 24 hours, which actually became 23 hours.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And so you stayed there from the March to the August. And why did you leave?
I was picked up for a posting. As I said to you earlier, I'd done my JDSC at Warminster. I had done well on that. I was due to move to a staff job. So I was picked up to be the staff officer grade 3, looking after operations, training and organisation and development within the headquarters of 7th Armoured Brigade, called G3 Ops. That was the shortened version. But this is the man who basically runs the war from his his vehicle in exactly the same way that I did it in Belfast in 1985 and at JVSC when I was there on the tactics thing. So this is something I was comfortable with and I knew I could do.
And were you happy to be leaving the Gordons again?
Yeah. Did that about going back to Germany, back to Salter, different part of Germany, and it was fine.
Mm-hmm. And was it similar in any way to the last place you'd been in Germany, Heimar?
No, very, very different. Salter's completely flat. Lots of trees, lots of coniferous tree, but absolutely flat. Asparagus fields, huge training area at Hohne near Fallingbostel, and at what was the Salter Lunenburg training area, where the Germans gave their surrender at the end of the Second World War. So big training areas up there, very sandy place, but very quaint. Another thoroughly enjoyable tour, very hard-working tour in a very small but efficient headquarters. And we can tell you more about that later on.
Okay.